Little OAR to get us going on a Tuesday morning. That means you get to hear from the one and only Eric Nathan Barstool Nate, Little Nate X, Nate Diggity Dog. What up, man? How are you, buddy?
My friends, if you recall, a week ago, the last thing I said to you on the phone was, I will talk to you guys next after another Commanders playoff victory, and here we are. Let's give it up for our beloved Washington Commanders.
It's are you hitting your desk? What is that noise?
I am. That was me clapping.
Okay. This run has been really, really special. You know, just to break the playoff drought in Tampa meant a lot. But then to go to Detroit and just take it to the Lions, who had been really good all year, kind of changes the tone with which I think outsiders will discuss the situation.
Let me stop you there, JP.
Sure.
Let me stop you real quick. We outcoached them, outplayed them, out everything them on
Took
the road.
Yeah.
We absolutely pile drove them through the mat. There was no nonsense. There was no will we. It was we imposed our will against this team that everybody thought was untouchable, 8.5-point favorites, you know, the crowd noise, the we'll run right through them, two wide receivers, 1,000 yards, we don't have a secondary, blah, blah, blah. We heard it all, and none of that mattered. None of it mattered. And we've been saying on this show since, like, week 5 that with a healthy Jaden, we can beat any team in the NFL on any given week. I've been saying that all season long, and it's been true all season long. This team is special. Jaden is special. And what's crazy, I mean, right now at 11:06 a.m., they're preparing for the NFC Championship game in year one of, I keep saying rebuild, I keep forgetting it's a recalibration. That's my bad.
Yeah, get that
but
right.
In year one of the recalibration, we are in the NFC Championship game. This team that we have, I mean, I've been coming on this show for 5 years, and this time we're always talking about draft picks, and the next scandal, and the front office leaks, and this and that, it's over. It's over. We're the real deal. We have a franchise quarterback, and we're one game from the Super Bowl. This is all incredible, and I could talk about this for 8 hours, how sick it is.
It's, you're like, the win in Detroit was special because it gets you to an NFC title game. It's special to knock off the one seed, but more than anything, what impressed me is Dan Quinn did a media avail on Sunday. And I asked him, like, dude, all your wins have been really close. What was different in this that you were able to kick their ass? And he said, you know, he said he told the guys Friday night that they were going to have a lead, and it was all about how they finished. And
yep.
Damn, did they finish, man. The mojo running through this city right now is outrageous.
And you know what I loved about that? Foot on the gas the entire time. No, not sitting back and prevent, not run, punt. It was foot on the gas, pedal to the metal. I mean, outscoring the Lions in the fourth quarter, 14-3, that kind of proves the entire point is did not relent, did not give up. It's just put the ball in Jaden's hand, and as we've been saying, just watch him cook. And that's exactly what he did. And then this defense, these key turnovers and takeaways, Goff throwing 3 picks is just so timely. And that's what they've done all season is capitalize on, you know, these opportunities that the opponent gives us. A little fumble here, go down the field for a touchdown. Interception there, go down the field for the touchdown. And then people want to say, well, if not for 2 or 3 plays, you know, the Commanders would have, but we take advantage of those 2 or 3 plays. That's the difference. Yeah. And they've done it all season long. And I, you know, one game away from the Super Bowl, let's just do it again.
Jim, it's just how you look at those plays. If not for us making those plays happen, then Detroit could have been great. But they're not. Yeah. When I walked in that stadium, I'm going to tell you, I felt a lot of arrogance. I felt a lot of people that just dismissed this team. But I always said, Terry McLaurin, I know Jaden is leading the way, but Terry McLaurin, watch him and watch the sideline, watch the team. That dude that doesn't say much at all, but just takes everything in and he lets it come out in his play, he's the spark plug of that football team.
Yeah, I think they should name, this is not a joke, this is not a bit, JP, they should not sell naming rights to the new stadium. It should be Terry McLaurin Field. He deserves everything and more. I keep saying this. He stuck by this team through the worst of times, signed an extension when he did not have to, and then all he does in the offseason is just, like, donate to charity and volunteer in the community and all of that. He has made this franchise and this place his home, and now he is just thriving on the national stage with a quarterback and a head coach, an offensive coordinator, a GM, and an owner who all love him and believe in him, and a fan base who worships him as a football player. The stadium should be built in his name and his honor, and I cannot say enough good things about that man.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV.
Yep.
Nate, obviously that game was just so incredible, and you're talking about your foot on the gas. To me, the moment that really stands out as an example of that, they had 4th and 2 from the Lions 13, and they were up 10. Field goal there is pretty damn enticing. And he went for it. Jaden found Terry for the 10-11-yard gain. McNichols busts in for a touchdown right after that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're up 17. Like it.
People were getting mad, like against Tampa. Whoa, why is he going for it? I was getting all kind of tweets. They've been aggressive all year. Why the hell get here and stop?
Totally. Consistent. What I've said all year is I want him to be consistent. Consistently aggressive, whatever it is, just stay with it. And then the team buys in. You don't get them all the time. Their first drive of the game was a pretty good drive. They didn't get it, but because it was consistently how they approached it, it didn't impact anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And credit to Cliff. People, you know, the second half, Cliff off the cliff, whatever that narrative was. Cliff outcoached Ben Johnson. He ran laps around him, and that 4th and 1 early in the game with Mariota, and it was that weird botched play, it did not deter him at all. He kept to the game plan. He kept the foot on the gas. He kept it going. It was just a perfectly called game, more or less. You know, it was just outstanding on the road, national stage. I hopefully, you know, Jacksonville goes another way and the Jets go another way and this and that. I want Cliff to get the bag in Washington to coach this offense and Jaden for as long as he can. I need something bad to come out in the press about him that other teams don't want him. I don't know. I might start leaking
relax,
stuff because I need this guy. I need this guy in Washington.
Dude,
as
here's
long
what's
going
to help you. So Ben Johnson took the Bears job. Sure seems like Aaron Glenn's going to get this Jets job.
Yep.
Because, and it's admirable, but because Cliff has said he's not going to do interviews until the season's over, it's quite possible that, I mean, how many jobs were there? 5? Now one is gone. Sounds like the Jets might be gone soon. So that leaves Raiders, Cowboys, Saints. Like it seems like Mike McCarthy might get one of those. Like it's possible there's no chairs left. And if that's the case, I think it's because Cliff chose that path and didn't really feel like dealing with it. So I don't think you need to worry too much, man.
And I love him for doing that. I think it's a little overblown, but Lions fans are going crazy about both of their coordinators interviewing during the week of the playoff game. They're putting a lot of blame on Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn for interviewing for other jobs instead of preparing. I don't know. Like you can take
but
an
before
hour
the
off,
game, but they were bragging about everybody want their guys because they're so good.
Right.
And
right,
now they're making an excuse. What they need to do is just stay where they were, in the dumps. That's what they are. Losers.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, with them.
I agree.
So now, Nate, we turn our focus to Philadelphia. Barstool Nate joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give Nate Dogg a follow at Barstool Nate. They split with Philadelphia. This is the rubber match. Both teams have won at home. There are some clear advantages for Philly. Their roster's loaded. They're both offensive and defensive lines are loaded. But, you know, we said it last week. They're good, but Washington's good too. How you feeling about the Eagles matchup?
I'll say this, there was a lot clearer of a road to victory over the Lions than the Eagles. The Lions had just the defense over the last 5 weeks for the Lions was 29th in the league. They were bad against scrambling quarterbacks. They got no pressure on the quarterback. And all that worked in our favor. They stuck to the game plan 100% and destroyed the Lions doing exactly that. The Eagles have the number one defense in the league. They have a top 10 offense in the league. They are, you know, Saquon is extremely good. We know this. And our run defense is not very good. We know this. I think the key to victory is, I keep saying it, 10 yard them to death. Time of possession, time of possession, time of possession. 10 yards at a time, long drives, 10-minute drives, march down the field, and just don't let the Eagles' offense get on the field at all. You know, limit turnovers on offense. Try to force Jalen to throw the ball. We know he's not 100% healthy, and we know that is his weakness, is having to throw the ball downfield. So, you know, just don't let them run the ball. Get up early in points and try to just force them to make mistakes on offense, I think, is the way to victory here. It's going to be a tougher game than the Detroit game, but there's no reason to doubt Jaden. There's absolutely no reason to doubt this team at this point. They've gotten this far. If you look up the Commanders right now, there's a thing next to their name that says 14-5. It's absolutely, or not 14-5, but it is absolutely incredible what we're able to do, and there's no point of doubting them now.
Oh, yeah, I'm with that.
I agree with you. Washington was able to get the run game going last week against the Lions. Do you think that was run games? Do you think that was Lions defense specific, or maybe they found their mojo on the ground again?
It was great to get some push on that offensive line, right? Like watching B-Rob break a couple runs felt really, really good. I think it's a combination of both. We need our run game to work better than it has. I think the Detroit game gave a little bit of promise there. The Eagles have dogs up front, though. We know this. We know how good both sides of the line of scrimmage are for the Eagles. We played against them twice. We split. But we saw it, you know, with our own eyes. Like, they are tough up front. We saw them in the snow game this last weekend, how tough they are up front. And I don't expect them to slow down. It's going to be cold but not snowy, and they're going to be inside that loud stadium with the home field advantage. So I honestly just, I'm going to keep saying it. We have to just stick to what's worked, is taking advantage of turnovers, forcing them to make mistakes, and watching Jaden milk the clock and just go up and down the field, just picking his spots, being 100% accurate and getting everybody involved, and you can win this game.
And the temperature's supposed to be, what, 40-something degrees, it says?
40 at kickoff. Yeah, It'll probably get a little colder as the night goes down, as the sun goes down. You know, Nate, what I thought was really interesting is early on, Detroit was kind of playing that soft zone, and then they switched it up and started playing some pretty aggressive, trying to go get Jaden, especially as they got down in that game. Specific to Cliff and then specific to Jaden, I thought they had every answer to what Detroit was trying to throw at them. Does that change against a Philly roster that has a lot more pieces?
Of course it changes, but we are extremely lucky that, as far as we know, it doesn't phase Jaden at all. Like, he adapts so well to all the looks that are thrown at him. And I think the Eagles will get to him more than the Lions did. I think that's a no-brainer. And you just adapt from there. Maybe you get Eckler more involved. We saw how good Eckler looked this last week. I want him way more involved. Quick passes, get the ball out, and make the Eagles' defense get on their heels. And I think that's what we're best at, is flipping the script like that. Say, hey, no, Jaden doesn't get on his heels. He puts you on yours. Mm-hmm. And you just flip the script, and you just make them panic. And then at that point, if you just establish that screen game and that run game, then you can get the ball down the field. I mean, there are obvious keys and paths to victory here. It's tough, though. I think the Eagles are the toughest opponent we played all season. By when they're healthy, maybe even by far. But again, I mean, I'm really hyped right now on this team, because I know, and we know, that there is a way to win, and we can win this game.
Sure. Defensively, what's that way? One thing that I think is worth pointing out that I've said
Lattimore.
A few times. Well, dude, in both games against Philly, they didn't have John Allen. And
John played well in the game.
John has played really well against Tampa and Detroit. John came back against Atlanta. I think he's working through the rust. Cowboys game was a little funky. The playoffs, he's been on, and I do think that's a factor in trying to slow Saquon down.
1,000%. He is just such – yeah, he's a great player when he's on the field and healthy as hell. And same with Marshawn Lattimore. I think Lattimore against Detroit – kind of already paid the trade off in spades. Like, he was so good, and he looks to be, if not 100% healthy, at least 90% healthy. And we know the Eagles have some weapons out there, and you know that they can burn you if you're not locked down on them. And I think Marshawn Lattimore is going to be huge, huge, huge on Sunday.
Lattimore, I mean, he played really well in Detroit. He also gives them this level of physicality that is...
He comes up on that edge, man. He doesn't back away.
And Sammer still has it, too. Lattimore's bigger. But the run support from corners like that is a big game changer. Dude, they've been pretty good against Saquon in two games. Like, they've been pretty good. They just, it's the explosives that have killed them. Now, that's been the case with Saquon across the league.
Yeah.
Do you think this time it can be different with Saquon?
It can be, sure. You just don't expect it. I think if there's one player that, you know, you can kind of bank on just having a really good game, no matter who it's against, it's Saquon. He was, you know, he just had a 2,000-yard season. I can't even sit here and try to spin zone it. He's, you know, he's unbelievable. He's just such a good player that you kind of just, you have to take that into account. You know what's coming. You know Saquon is going to burn you for a long run. It's just how good he is. And you just adjust from there. And you just hope that, you know, bend not break defense, call it what you want. But the Saquon factor exists. You have to accept it. And you just have to go from there. I don't really think there's any reason to sit here and think that our defense is going to be the one that will put the clamps on Saquon. But you can definitely contain it.
Yeah. They gave up 41 yards in three quarters. They have capabilities of limiting him. They just got to figure out how to get to it quicker.
Yeah, it's tough. This is a tough matchup. Then I think it's silly to think otherwise. Like, we don't have to lie to ourselves.
I applaud the honesty here. I do. You sound less confident than I've heard you in a long time, bro.
As a ball knower and a guy who's been correct all season about pretty much every game, I have no reason to lie now. I think the Eagles are the toughest team that we've played. And, I mean, what, Saquon went for 150 and 140 against us in the previous two games? He's the real deal, and there's no reason to sit here and say otherwise. And our run defense is not the real deal, and there's no reason to say otherwise about that. Now, can you load the box and force Jalen to throw the ball and, you know, make him make bad decisions? 1,000,000,000%, yes. And I assume that's exactly what they're going to do.
It's going to be fun, man. What else? Caps are still killing it, but I think our Caps talk is a week away.
Yeah.
Maybe more than that away.
Well, if only get some more goals, we got to start talking.
One game away from a Super Bowl in year one of the recalibration, it's beyond words. I just, how far this team has come in one season from the top down, it's just so exciting and so impressive. And I'll say this, and I see this on Twitter a bunch, this is the worst team Jaden will ever play with. This roster was not put together to win now, and they're winning now. We have that $100 million in cap room going into the offseason. It's a great time to be us. It's so phenomenal. It's just so exciting, and I can't wait for Sunday. Why not us, right? Why not us?
So I'm sure you'll be there then, Nate, right? That's a quick train ride.
He hadn't been going, no.
You're not allowed now?
You're going to stay right at home where you always been.
Can't start going now. I'll be Hell in Chicago no. on the stream. Me, PFT, will be in Chicago on the stream.
Oh, that you have been going. Have you gone out there for every playoff game?
Yeah, I'll be in the same seat. Don't worry.
All right. Yeah, man. We've been taking calls. People are very locked into whatever the mojo is that's working. You got to keep it going.
I haven't changed underwear in 2 weeks.
Proud of you, bro.
Now, I believe that. That's what I've been smelling.
Goodbye, Nate.
Yeah, I mean, that's no different, but.
Goodbye.
Love you guys.
Later, man.
That's our friend Barstool Nate. Hasn't changed his drawers in 2 weeks.
Kind of use that word friend a little loosely, huh?
2 weeks, my friend. Have you looked at the spread in this game? And are you aware of what the Giants got in return for losing Saquon Barkley? Let's take a look at those things next.